16, it's always the same. Though people might change, it's forever young. And love don't have to turn cold. Though lovers grow old, love don't have to grow weak.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the hush money trial of Donald Trump in New York, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testifying that family was never brought up as a reason Trump wanted to keep secret alleged affairs and negative stories during his presidential bid in 2016. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more from the courtroom.
Trump does appear focused on the testimony that his old friend David Pecker is giving, especially when he is recounting some of the specific conversations that he personally had with Donald Trump or with his attorney Michael Cohen. David Pecker testified in one instance about talking to Trump directly about Michael Cohen. That seems something Trump was interested in.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether Donald Trump has presidential immunity over criminal prosecution in the special counsel's election interference case. That outcome will impact the start of the trial and other cases against Trump. And jobless claims dipped last week with 5,000 fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. This is ABC News. In Haiti, after weeks of delay, the Presidential Transition Council has been installed, and there is an interim prime minister until next elections. Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, has been plagued with gang violence, with little or no governance, and severe food shortages. While humans' brains are getting bigger, it seems our IQ scores are getting lower. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
We're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing.
Learning specialists say teaching kids to write cursive can help reverse it. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, lows down to around 40, and southeast winds 10 to 15, increasing clouds. Friday, cloudy, rain likely by late morning, could see scattered thunderstorms as well. Highs in the upper 50s, southeast winds 15 to 25. Friday night, lows of 50, occasional showers and thunderstorms, and some breaks of sun on Saturday, and spotty showers or thunderstorms possible. More widespread chances for rain during the overnight, highs in the mid-70s. It is 61 degrees.
100.9 WRCL.
Yeah. and so have I. I once was young and starry-eyed. Now I have these bittersweet memories. Songs were long and gas was cheap. No cell phones and water was free. Daddy paid and I never had to worry.
A turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Oh, I'd sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and learning how to fight, and learning how to like my brand of hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Sticking with the devil I know. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my messed up. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. I rode and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know.
She's on my dashboard, shoes on my floorboard, lived in that old Chevrolet. We were two Roman candles, too hot to handle, two hearts that couldn't be tamed. Yeah, we knew what was coming and left it all like it was nothing. Over time, kept on running and running away. Yeah, what can I say? We had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in a one-lane town. Tangled up a few lips on mine, never seen a brighter green. I was begging those leaves, don't go changing on me. Friday night lights, stay away. But the 4th of July was just smoke in the sky, and our sunburns were starting to fade. Yeah, we knew what was coming and left it off like it was nothing. Over time, kept on running and running away. Yeah, those were the days we had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in a one. Just wait a minute.
take me back to the beginning. Oh.
Thomas Rhett, Slow Down Summer. Now, I'm not saying slow down summer. I'm saying let's fully go into spring. You know, no more talking about cold temperatures and frost. I'm ready for the warm stuff, which could be seeing by Saturday, maybe mid-70s. Coming up, we'll have a delayed broadcast of the Southwestern at Riverdale softball game. Phil Nee has the call. Our pregame time will follow an early evening news. That evening news will get underway around a quarter to five tonight.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
When I think of strong lumber, I think of Paul Bunyan. Okay, maybe it's how snappy I look wearing flannel. Speaking of strong, Wick Buildings doesn't waste time with regular lumber. We only use machine stress or machine evaluated lumber to make every truss member, girt, and purlin up to 45% stronger. Plus, our 3-ply laminated columns provide up to 75% greater strength than our competition's columns. It doesn't take a famous lumberjack to see the benefit of that. The Wick standard is only an option for other builders. Strong buildings also mean lasting value. I'm talking about how your building will look 30 years down the road. Mother Nature and gravity can be brutal, but thanks to our quality lumber and experienced builders, Wick Buildings always stand the test of time. Strong materials make strong buildings, and as Paul will tell you, stronger is better. Invest in strength. Invest in a Wick Building by Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center. Call Micah today at 604-3623. Remember, Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center for all your building needs. 604-3623.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692. Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
Get ready for a feast at the Wazika Fire Department Fish Fry this Saturday. Serving up all-you-can-eat fish and fixings starting at 3 p.m. at the fire station. Enjoy beverages on site or grab your meal to go. Plus, don't miss out on the excitement with gun raffles, prize giveaways, basket raffles, meat raffles, and a live auction. It's a delicious event for a great cause. See you there!
100.9 WRCO. In town. Well, the boys are back in town. Your true love can be found. Gather round the old playground. The boys are back in town. Well, the boys are back in town. Your true love can be found. Gather round the old playground. The boys are back in town.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on. This place.
place, and I gotta find her. Again, I'm sorry for the way I lost my head. I don't know why I said the things I said. Let's be us again. Here I stand. Some way that we can try to be us again. Even if it takes a while, I'll wait right here until I see that smile that says we're us again. Here I stand.
On WRCO is sponsored by Jet Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the hush money trial of Donald Trump in New York, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testifying that family was never brought up as a reason Trump wanted to keep secret alleged affairs and negative stories during his presidential bid in 2016. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more from the courtroom.
Trump does appear focused on the testimony that his old friend David Pecker is giving, especially when he is recounting some of the specific conversations that he personally had with Donald Trump or with his attorney. attorney Michael Cohen. David Pecker testified in one instance about talking to Trump directly about Michael Cohen. That seems something Trump was interested in.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether Donald Trump has presidential immunity over criminal prosecution in the special counsel's election interference case. That outcome will impact the start of the trial and other cases against Trump. And jobless claims dipped last week with 5,000 fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy tonight, a low of 39, southeast winds at 10 to 15. Friday, cloudy with blustery winds, rain likely by late morning, scattered thunderstorms as well, a high of 60, southeast winds 15 to 25. Friday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms, breezy conditions, a low of 50. Saturday, breaks of sun, breezy and much warmer, spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, then more widespread rain expected overnight, a high of 75. Sunday, 66. Cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms.
WRCO 100.9.
Ride on your Harley, clear across the
Today, he told her that he loved her, put a ring around her finger, and promised her forever together. Today, she smiled for all the pictures, and he was right there with her, making all the memories without me. And it hurts to say this out loud. Looks like she's really gone now. Today is the happiest day of her life. I should be happy for her today. So tell me why are these tears in my eyes? I know I should be happy for her, but I've lost everything. Today, today, I thought about the moment I could have said I loved her and promised her forever together. Today, today, it really hit me that she don't really miss me. She's found a new beginning, and I'm wishing I had one more chance. God knows it's too late for that.
Gary Allen on WRCO Country and Community. The AD German Warehouse tour guide training will be held at 6 today. Those interested should meet at the 1912 building. Just a reminder there, as we're about 20 minutes away from 5 o'clock, our early evening news coming up.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
For top-notch wick buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man lost his life in a vehicle crash Tuesday in Grant County. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash on County Highway B, east of West Road, around 2:25 in the afternoon. Wilbert E. Post, 93, of Potosi, was traveling east on County Highway B when his vehicle left the roadway and traveled onto the right shoulder. Post overcorrected, crossed the pavement, and into the left ditch, where the vehicle rolled multiple times. Post was trapped inside the vehicle and was extricated by the Potosi JAWS unit. The Potosi Rescue Squad transported Post to the Lancaster Airport, where they met MedFlight and was transported to UW-Madison. The Sheriff's Office was later notified Wilbert Post, 93, did not survive the crash. The National Drought Monitor says that for the first time in nearly a year, most of Wisconsin has normal conditions. The areas in drought shrank from 28 to 19%, while the abnormally dry parts of the state went from 75 to 43%. The worst drought areas are far north central Wisconsin in the lower Wisconsin River Valley, or south of I-90, but north of the Wisconsin River in southwestern Wisconsin. Richland and Sauk counties are still in a moderate to severe drought. Plenty of rain is in the forecast for this weekend, which could improve conditions locally. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is being recognized again as one of the top 20 rural and community hospitals in the country by the National Rural Health Association. The NRHA announced the 20 highest-ranked rural and community hospitals in the country based on an evaluation by the Chartis Center for Rural Health. The determining factors for the top 20 rural and community hospitals were based on 8 indices: inpatient market share, outpatient market share, quality, outcomes, patient perspective, cost, charge, and financial efficiency. Hospital President Deanne Thurmer said, "This prestigious designation highlights our staff's dedication to provide exceptional health care for Baraboo and the surrounding communities. As a rural hospital, we are proud to have served our neighbors, friends, and families for more than 100 years, and will continue to evolve and grow to meet the needs of our patients and community into the future." This is the second time SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has received this honor. The hospital was also included in the 2021 Top 20 Rural and Community Hospital Awards. Now there's new rules for school meals. After the USDA announced yesterday it's limiting the amount of added sugars for the first time, it'll also trim the sodium in kids' meals and allow flavored milks, like chocolate milk, with less sugar. The goal is to improve the health and nutrition for students. The limits on added sugars would be required in the 2025-26 school year, starting with high sugar foods such as cereal, yogurt, and flavored milk. By the fall of 2027, added sugars in school meals will be limited to no more than 10% of the total calories per week, in addition to limits on sugar in specific products. Officials had proposed to reduce sodium in school meals by as much as 30% over the next several years, but after receiving mixed public comments and a directive from Congress, they will reduce sodium levels allowed in breakfast by 10% and in lunches by 15% by the 2027-28 school year. The first of several Democratic candidate forums for the 3rd Congressional District took place in Stevens Point last night. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson shared their answers to questions most in mind for many voters. On the question of Medicare for All, Eric Wilson was blunt.
Not pushing for Medicare for All
is a disservice to everyone.
Katrina Shanklin addressed the recent closing of rural hospitals.
We forfeited $2 billion over the last decade because of Republican inaction and dysfunction. Why is that important? That $2 billion could have been reinvested in raising Medicaid reimbursement rates, which would have kept our providers' doors open.
Rebecca Cook wants to expand Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing loss.
This is in contrast to Derek Van Orden, who, if you go to his website, has a one-sentence healthcare policy, which is to repeal Obamacare with nothing to replace it.
$36 million for opioid treatment in Wisconsin is being held up by one anonymous state lawmaker. The unnamed legislator is a member of the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee. They filed an objection to the Department of Health Services plan to spend the money. The money comes from a court settlement with four drug makers. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. Concerns that Israel's actions in Gaza are hurting Joe Biden in Wisconsin. That from 2nd District Congressman Mark Pocan, who noted that Biden beat Donald Trump in purple Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes in 2020. In Madison on Wednesday, Pocan said the campaign has work to do in Wisconsin between now and November. Pocan said prohibiting offensive weapons from the U.S. in any Israeli strike on Rafah and ensuring the delivery of humanitarian aid are essential, and that Biden needs to impress that on Israel. His campaign says former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin soon, with the latest Marquette Law School poll showing Trump essentially neck and neck with President Joe Biden among likely voters in Wisconsin. He'll be in Waukesha on May 1st. The stop will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since April 2nd, when he was in Green Bay. Prior to that, he hadn't been in Wisconsin since a rally in August of 2022. Trump is currently on trial in New York on charges he falsified business records to cover up payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The presiding judge uses Wednesdays to attend to other cases, which will allow for Trump's visit to Waukesha. Mike Gallagher's career in Congress is officially over. Gallagher announced a month ago he planned to resign April 19th, but put that off as the House scheduled a weekend vote to approve a $95 billion war funding package, including more than $60 billion for Ukraine. In a letter to Governor Tony Evers, the Green Bay area Republican said he was resigning effective 4 o'clock Wednesday. The former U.S. Marine signed off with Semper Fi. There won't be a special election to fill the remainder of Gallagher's term because his departure occurred after the second Tuesday in April. So far, State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere, former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, and DePere businessman Tony Wade have announced they plan to run for the Republican nomination. OBGYN Dr. Kristen Lyerly is so far the only Democrat running. Wisconsin utilities want help naming this year's peregrine falcon chicks. For the last 3 decades, mated falcon pairs have laid their eggs at Wisconsin Public Service and We Energy's power plants. This year, 11 eggs are ready to hatch, and they'll be named after Olympic heroes. You can vote for your favorite names online from a link at we-energies.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R., Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a sunny and pleasant day today, highs climbed to the low 60s and winds were finally calm. Now tonight, clouds are thickening and we're going to get a bit breezy. Yep, we're going to have to battle that one again. As a strong low-pressure system takes off into Nebraska tomorrow, it's going to be funneling in the cloudy skies and blustery winds. They'll be whipping out of the southeast, gusting up to 25 miles per hour and keeping our highs into the upper 50s. Rain will be rolling in by the morning and some scattered storms are possible too. And those showers don't stop into Friday night. As that system kicks on out of here, we don't actually drop cooler behind it like usual. In fact, we're going to do the opposite and spike to highs in the mid-70s. This is because another low-pressure system is following closely behind it, and as that one quickly moves into the state, we'll get to enjoy that significant spike in temps and watch the wind shift pretty quickly, because as the cold front slams into the warmer air, spotty showers and thunderstorms are going to fire up, and in fact, some of them could be severe. As widespread rain is expected overnight, we will most definitely see on and off scattered showers throughout the entire day on Sunday too, and highs drop just a touch to the upper 60s. And by Monday, that system starts to depart, leaving us with a few spotty showers in the morning, turning mostly cloudy and winds easing. Highs will be a touch cooler into the mid-60s, and don't you worry, we are going to warm things up and we're going to see some sunshine for midweek. A high-pressure system nudges its way in and gives us partly cloudy skies for Tuesday and highs in the low 70s. However, it is springtime, and you know what happens in the spring and summer. Chances of showers and storms push in by midday. And for Wednesday, seasonal with a mix of sun and clouds and calmer winds and nice temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people.